What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All righty, it is football season, ladies and gentlemen. The San Francisco 49ers are having their first practice today down in Santa Clara, and I just got to share something with you. I was talking to Evan before the show, and he'll be in the rest of the week for Goo. Goo taking a little well-deserved time off. I believe he's driving down to L.A., and he may even be listening. But
he's always listening.
But I've got to share something that you said to me before the show, and it was not quite a hot take, but it was pretty...
I thought it was pretty obvious.
Pretty pointed. Evan Giddings said, this is a legacy training camp for Kyle Shanahan and the Niners. It's the biggest, according to Evan, it's the biggest training camp of Kyle Shanahan's tenure. Please explain.
Well, I'll get to that. First of all, aren't you happy that football's back?
Yeah, I am.
Like, seriously.
Yes.
Every single year, we're just waiting for football to start, and we're dreading football to end. Unless, of course, it's a 6-11 season for the San Francisco 49ers.
You know, I'm not afraid to say at this point, oh boy, all right, everybody wants to get a hold of me. All right, the one thing...
Well, it's your daughter.
Yes. I would say football's my favorite sport at this point. It's the most fun game to watch on television, and it's not even close.
Yeah, there's so much importance on every single play. I mean, that's why football's king. And I'm glad it's back because, number one, it means that we all get to lock in on a sport. I think the majority of people in America, football is their favorite sport. I mean, maybe it's college, maybe it's professional, but football is king. Like, I was walking in today, and Kieran, one of our bosses here.
Yeah.
She goes, football. I'm like, yeah. You're right. And she says, you know, don't get me wrong. I like basketball. I like baseball. But football is just something that's easy to kind of follow. It's easy to luck in on every single Sunday. And I think for the 49ers, they're in a really interesting place because there's an equal amount of people on both sides of the fence who believe they could be good or bad. And no one really, like, they're in kind of a delicate position. And that's why I think that this training camp is going to be really important for him, because
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
As in many ways, Steiny, this season is going to determine which way the next 3 to 4 years go, in my opinion.
Well, the thing I think that's much different this year than it has been in the past is last year they were 6-11. Years before that, they were Super Bowl contenders. And if I had to be honest, I don't think they're a 6-11 team, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender either at this point. And that's kind of new for 49er fans because they've gone into the last few years thinking that they had a lot of action. And now I feel like if you're a 49er fan, you gotta kind of wait and see. There's going to be a lot of new faces out there. Some of the older faces need to kind of turn back the clock. And I'm interested because I don't know how good this team is. I can't see them going 6-11 again, but I could see them being 8-9 if things don't click. But I could also see them winning the division in large part because of their schedule. And in large part because they still have some pretty darn good players at the top of their roster.
Well, I wonder where they think they're at, because yesterday there was no practicing. There was just a lot of sound. And that's what I really want to focus on today, is what we heard from Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and Brock Purdy. Basically the three pillars of this franchise, so to speak. So you make the decision to pay your quarterback. He's your guy now for 5 seasons. And Shanahan is trying to figure out, okay, how can we get back? How can we reopen the window? Like, and Goose said the window's closed. And I don't disagree with him about the last Super Bowl window. Like, to me, 2019 to, if you want to put last year in, you can, because I think coming into the season, sure, people thought they could contend for a Super Bowl. So from 2019 to 2024, they were in a Super Bowl window. 2025 is going to determine whether or not they reopen that Super Bowl window, because they got a ton of rookies. They have a ton of young talent. But unlike 2017 or 18, they actually have legitimate talent, like you mentioned, at the top of their roster. So they're in a slightly but the same position as they were before they got on their run to trying to get. And obviously, they got the 2 Super Bowls. They didn't get there, but they had a pretty successful run. Pretty much out of every team in the league, not named the Chiefs, you could put them up there. So to me, there is an immense amount of pressure on this season, and that's why I think between now and August 12th, which is when training camp begins and ends, there's going to be a ton of interest on what is happening day to day. Like, I'm excited to hear about the beginning of position battles. Like, that's, we haven't had a position battle outside of the kicker for 5 years.
Right.
I mean, Jake Moody was the guy that came in and pretty much took a spot. Brock Purdy obviously usurped his predecessor, but that was by necessity. Like, going into camp, every single year it's been about contracts, it's been about hold-ins, it's been about holdouts. And with Juwan Jennings, you know, pretty much he said he's going to practice today. We're all now focused on the actual football. And that's something that, to me, is really refreshing if you're a 49ers fan.
Well, and it also feels like the Juwan Jennings situation, it doesn't feel like it's a huge deal. It feels like, you know, Jennings said what he said, and he's made it clear to the organization he'd like more money. And whether they give it to him or not, I'm not sure. But I just don't, it's not even in the realm of what happened last year during training camp in terms of, you know, the hold-ins and hold-outs. The 916, the former, on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, The former Warriors beat writer says basketball is no longer his favorite sport. Well, it's still my favorite sport, but I like watching football games. Probably more than an NBA game right now. That's all I'm saying. I love watching
football. Well, the level of competition in the regular season is obviously much higher in football. And to me, that's kind of the biggest. Like, baseball happens every single day, so it's really hard, I think, for the average fan to watch, like, six games a week. Some do, but I think most people just kind of airdrop in, which is understandable. Basketball, the regular season product has been so watered down that it's really difficult, I think, to just feel engaged when you're watching guys that don't even look like they're trying on a night-to-night basis. You know, so football, meanwhile, every single play, guys are getting hit, guys' jobs and careers are on the line, and it's a gladiator sport. Like, every play matters.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we're going to be heavy on the San Francisco 49ers today. They're having their first practice of the season. It's an open practice down in Santa Clara. I saw a lot of 49er fans down there in attendance. And yesterday we had Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and Brock Purdy. I think Fred Warner spoke a little bit yesterday. So we're going to get into all that sound because we know a lot of you guys haven't heard it. But this is a different kind of season. There's no doubt about it for the San Francisco 49ers. And to me, it's exciting because you don't know what to make of this team. Or do you? If you're a San Francisco 49er fan, what are your expectations for this team? And that's the part that I think, Evan, is the interesting part to me is if you look at the last 3 years, they were Super Bowl contenders the first 2 years. Last year, everything fell apart. And I kind of feel like the way I'm going to look at this season is, all right, all bets are off, meaning I'm not going to judge this team on what they did last year. I'm not going to...
Well, you will.
No. What I'm saying is they went to the Super Bowl. They were 6-11 last year. They got to show me what they are. I don't know what they are. I don't know how good they are.
But there is expectations for this team. Like, it's... Again, that's why I think, and I'll tell you on the other side exactly why and explain it, but I think this is the most important training camp in the Kyle Shanahan era because it's not like 2017-18. Like, I think what you're describing is a completely clean slate.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that's not their expectation for the Niners. Like, I mean, we'll watch every game, figure out what they are, but I expect this team to be a playoff team. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, that's a disappointment.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there, but
we're not just learning about all of these guys. We're learning about the young core, but they still got pressure on them.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It is football season, ladies and gentlemen, and what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.